everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. This week, it's Idea Lab time. It's Monday. That means we're going to talk all things ideas, trends, new stuff, what's going on with me. But first, a quick thank you to my partner, Sage. Working smarter is the key to success as an entrepreneur in 2022. That is why I've partnered with Sage. Sage is the trusted global provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to help small and medium businesses like me and you thrive. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. So this week, I want to chat about a couple of things we've got coming up. I mentioned live podcasts a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the end of COVID. It's done. It's over. Last night at 12 o'clock, COVID's officially gone. Well, we know it's not really gone, but I want to talk about that, what that means for businesses, what that means for you, your business, the future. And then I want to talk about a book I'm reading, which is really, really powerful. And it actually comes up on next Thursday's episode of the podcast as well with Sharon Keegan. Bizarrely enough, through serendipity, through whatever you want to call it, we're both reading the same book at the same time in almost the same place. So we have a big chat about it on Thursday, but I definitely want to give it a shout out today as well. First, let's talk about the live podcasts. So with COVID being over and restrictions being open, now is the time to go back to doing live events, and we're going to do a live podcast. We're probably going to do one in Cork and Dublin. Now, due to kind of logistics and admin and costs and everything like that, I want to see where we should do one first, because whoever gets the most votes will go there first. We've cracking lineups, potential lineups for both places, but I want to know your feedback. Where do you want to see the podcast come first? And if there's somewhere else you think we should go and there's enough people to make it happen, I'll make that happen as well. So we're looking at Cork and Dublin. We're looking at a venue in Cork and we're looking at a venue in Dublin. I'm not sure on capacity yet. That'll depend on you guys in terms of how many people want to come along. If you are interested, you can let me know on social media, or the easiest way to let me know is to be on the email newsletter. I do an email newsletter every Monday. It goes out to 700 people odd. So get on that. That'll be the first place I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it here in the pod, but that'll be the easiest direct link if you do want to come along to the live podcasts. There'll be a small fee just to cover costs. It'll be free to members of the Entrepreneur Experiment community. So if you are in our paid community, it's only €99 for the year. That gets you free access to events like live podcasts, our monthly meeting, which are coming up this Thursday. We meet on the first Thursday of every month in Dublin. And as the year goes on, we'll be looking to rolling those meetings out across the country as well. Again, it depends on demand. So let me know where you are and if you'd like a live podcast. So get in touch. Let me know whether you want to come to Cork or Dublin, and we'll make it happen. So COVID's over, allegedly. And what does that mean for us as business owners, for you as entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs? Who knows? It's the very honest answer. I sat down earlier and thought about this. And I was like, right, let's make a plan. Let's figure out what we're going to do. No one knows. And there's also a little bit of a negativity aspect to this as well, because a lot of people are now setting themselves up as fake gurus and mystics and making predictions about this, that, and the other. And no one knows what's going to happen. So beware of people selling you fool's gold. I think no one really can tell what the future holds for us. I always describe myself as an optimistic realist. So you want to hope for the best, but plan for the worst. I think as a business owner, you already do that. And if not, then you should be. So the death of COVID, what's that going to mean? Well, it's going to mean a couple of things for business owners directly. It's going to mean an end to any financial supports you may have been getting, any financial supports you may have been getting in terms of your staff or your turnover or your all those supports will more than likely definitely come to an end in the coming months. So you need to budget out what that's going to mean for you. Does that mean we're going to tip into a recession, or does that mean we're going to tip into like the roaring 20s whereby spending is unleashed and people start spending all the money that some people have saved during COVID? Not every one of us, but some people have saved money during COVID. What does that mean? I think for the holiday industry, it's going to be a bumper summer. I think a lot of foreign holidays will be booked this summer. So that's going to be a bonus for a lot of people. For the domestic travel industry, hopefully it'll mean a return to inbound flights. For someone like myself who's worked in the hospitality and travel industry, I think it'll mean a return to the US market. I think a lot of the US customers will now look at coming back here. And there doubtlessly is going to be a pent-up demand from all aspects in terms of people have not been able to travel. There's been people who've delayed celebrations, birthdays, weddings, honeymoons, So I think there is going to be a bump for certain sectors. I don't think every sector is going to get a bump. It's strange times. You know, I was talking to a couple of people in the property industry this morning, and they were saying they've never really seen anything like this in years and years and years. I was chatting to an auctioneer down the country, and he was saying that, you know, houses in that area haven't seen any new builds done in the last, he said, 14 years. So they have just a complete lack of stock. So for him, it's the dual conundrum of the property market is very hot right now, but he has nothing to sell. So I think it's going to be so, so different. Every industry is going to be hit differently or impacted differently. So for yourself, I think you got to have a fallout plan in terms of what might happen. Well, it'll definitely happen. The worst thing to do here, I think, and a couple of guests have really touched on this in the last couple of weeks, is to do nothing. What if you did the opposite? So if you listened to my chat with Mary from Tour America a couple of weeks ago, she talked about that during the last recession, she doubled her marketing spend. So instead of cutting back when times are tough, she spent more, but was smart about it. She had newer figures. She knew exactly what revenue they were taking in. She knew exactly how many customers called, how many of them would close, what ratio of customers to calls she needed to sell X amount of holidays per week. So she said, right, we're going to double our marketing spend. We're not going to lay anyone off, and we're going to make it work. We need to increase our closing rate by X percentage. If we do that, it'll make sense. So for you, it'd be worth crunching the numbers and looking and going, if you zigged while everyone zagged, what would happen? There's definitely going to be a lot of fear out there in the next couple of months. So for you and your business or your potential business, I think now is the time to analyze the conventional wisdom and then possibly go against it. Have a plan for both. If you're thinking about starting a business, I think now is an incredible time. I think we have a blank slate now where all bets are off. You know, there's going to be, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of businesses that don't reopen or have moved into different areas or have just decided to sell up. So there's definitely going to be opportunities in areas where there wasn't any opportunity before, or you didn't see opportunity in that area before. We've all changed over the last couple of years. People have discovered new things, new interests, moved to new areas. Maybe you've moved to a new area during COVID and you're like, this doesn't have X. It doesn't have a great coffee. It doesn't have a great restaurant. It doesn't have a great whatever. So there's definitely arbitrage there between taking ideas from one idea from one area and moving them to another. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Take something you've already seen, tweak it, bring it to a new location. You're off to the races. I think being open-minded now in this time of 2022, 2023 will have huge benefits to you if you can avoid the negativity, because I talk about this in the Thursday's pod as well. There's a lot of people out there with the problem for everything and the solution for nothing. So be careful not to get sucked into the negativity bias, which is going to come in the next couple of months as people are like, oh, things are so tough and blah, 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 blah. Of course they are. Of course they're tough. We all know that. But you got to do something. You got to make things happen. So I think if you're starting a business, go for it. Now's the time. Take the plunge. Use that fear. Channel it into fuel and go for it. If you're in business, look at what's going to impact you, how you can change your offering. Things have changed. Consumer tastes have massively changed in the last couple of years. So you need to be out in front of that. I'm sure most of you already are. Just to talk quickly about this book that I'm reading. It's called 4,000 Weeks, Time and How to Use It. It's quite deep. So 4,000 weeks is allegedly, if you live till around 80, that's how many weeks you'll have on this planet, which is quite mad. I don't think I could have guessed that prior to reading the book. And why I picked it up is that, you know, it's a challenging time for everybody at the minute. A lot of people have lost people during COVID and are facing new challenges. And it really is an excellent book in terms of we're so concerned with being busy and being productive and making it all happen and making it all count, especially as entrepreneurs. You have this overwhelming urge to get your to-do list done, get it done, get it done. And truth is, there's never going to be enough time to get everything done. There's never going to be enough time to see everything you want to see, do everything you want to do within reason. And it's beautifully comforting in the fact that it gives you this perspective of saying no to things. We have abundant choice. We are filled in a world of choice and selection. And that is crippling and leads to procrastination. So this book is super. I highly, highly recommend it. I recommended books a lot on the podcast in terms of I get the guests to recommend books, but I step back from that and I let them recommend. So I very rarely recommend a book. But if you're looking for something a little bit different, a little bit more thought-provoking, definitely pick up 4,000 Weeks. I'm just going to read you out the author. 4,000 Weeks, Time and How to Use It by Oliver Berkman. And that's it. That's today's Idea Lab. I hope you enjoy it. On Thursday, we have an incredibly honest, frank, raw, revealing, positive chat with Sharon Keegan from Peachy Lean. If you're sitting there thinking, Peachy Lean, that's familiar. It is familiar because Sharon was massively popular in 2021 when she appeared on the UK version of Dragon's Den, and she has been on an absolute roller coaster since then. She shares everything, and I mean everything, the highs, the lows, the good things, the bad things, the challenges. It's an incredibly honest chat and possibly one of the most honest chats I've ever had on the podcast. It literally did not feel like we were recording a podcast. That's on Thursday. I will see you back here then. Have a fantastic week and do get in touch and let me know where you want to see the pod live. Talk to you soon.